The centralization of legal services at the Attorney General's chambers and over $462 million approved for the payment of judgment debts were some of the highlights coming out of the recent sectoral debate presentation by Attorney General Marlene Malahu Fort in the House of Representatives recently. Stay with us for the details. A new organizational structure is being implemented at the Attorney General's chambers, geared at centralizing its legal services and providing higher quality legal advice and service. New positions have been created and filled to help facilitate the transition process. In January, three acting deputy solicitors general were promoted from within the chambers to head specialist divisions. The recruitment process has been completed for six new legal positions in the litigation division, and several secretaries have been employed. A new driver has also been hired to go along with a new vehicle that was provided to the agency. Recruitment is also in progress for the position of Director of Human Resource Management and Development. Kayla Sewell Mills commenced duties as head of the transition team at the chambers on April 16. Other members of the transition team are being recruited as part of efforts to strengthen the implementation of the centralization process. Attorney General Marlene Malahu Fort says intensive training of staff at the AG headquarters and attorneys within the legal service units will begin this month and continue throughout the implementation phases.
We are confident that at the end of the process, we will experience a significant improvement in ICT human resources, as well as organizational systems, and we will be able to provide improved and more timely advice to the government.
To further strengthen the capacity of the AG's chambers, additional spaces have been created inside the National Commercial Bank Towers on Oxford Road in Kingston to accommodate divisions of the Attorney General's chambers. The section, officially opened on April 25, houses the Commercial and General Legal Advice Divisions, Commercial Task Force, Human Resources Division, Ancillary Staff, Administrator, the Head of the Transition Team, and all members of the Transition Team.
We also have an additional conference room, caucus rooms, sick bay, and lunch room. With the additional space, we're in a position to also accommodate our increased staff complement.
Mrs. Malahu Fort adds that earlier this year, the Attorney General's chambers received new pieces of equipment from the Planning Institute of Jamaica and the Foundations for Competitiveness and Growth Project. These included a multifunction copier and scanner, two laptops, a desktop computer, and a printer. The Attorney General adds that her office is currently awaiting the handover of a new file manager system, which will facilitate the provision of statistics and timely responses to various requests for information, among other benefits. Just over $462 million has been approved for the payment of judgment debts for the 2018-2019 financial year. Mrs. Malahu Fort says payments amounting to just under $78 million were made to claimants as at the end of May 2018.
If the amount provided is insufficient, we will seek additional funds with a view to satisfying the obligations that arise in the financial year.
Payments were made for personal injury, false imprisonment, unlawful seizure by the police, constitutional redress, medical negligence, assault and battery, and accidents involving government vehicles. And the Attorney General's Department was instrumental in facilitating several crucial domestic laws and international negotiations in 2017 through the provision of legal advice. The Constitutional and Legislative Affairs Division played a pivotal role in the development stages of the Law Reform Zones of Special Operations, Special Security and Community Development Measures Act 2017. And the International Affairs Division represented Jamaica in the negotiation of a new regional agreement for Latin America and the Caribbean on access to information, justice, and public participation in environmental matters. The agreement was adopted in San Jose, Costa Rica in March. And that's it for our highlights. Thanks for listening. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.